Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's January 24th, 2014. 2 weeks from today, we'll start into the book of Genesis at Judah Christian School at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. I guess we're studying, Jason, the first two or three chapters of the book of Genesis.
That's it. First two or three chapters. That could take us years.
But we're limiting it to five sessions.
Five sessions.
First and third Friday of February, first and third Friday of March, and then the first Friday in April. So five sessions, and there's a $10 cost. That's for the materials and the photocopies and what we'll be handing out. We hope a number of you will join us. I know we got some good friends signed up already. And to do that, just call the station, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. It's beginning Friday night, February 7th, and then the 21st, March 7th, and then the 21st, and then April 4th. And don't worry if you can't make all five sessions. Just come once, and you'll be blessed and you'll benefit by attending, because it's community-wide Bible study. The accommodations at Judah Christian School are wonderful. We use these kind of like picnic tables, and we turn them around so you're able to lay out your Bible and your notepad, and if you have your iPad or iPhone or whatever you're using to follow along with God's Word, you can have something to lay out, and we'll probably have some snacks, and it's guaranteed to be a good fellowship time, so plan on calling, but you must RSVP so we have the right materials. A couple of weeks, Founders Week will be coming to Great News Radio exclusively on WGNN. We'll have the day and evening live sessions from the Moody Memorial Church. The theme is Be Holy, so you'll hear more about that, but it'll begin on Monday, February 3rd. And then March 29th, we've started to talk about this, we'll be bringing in Steve Green and Twyla Paris. The singing men of GNN will also sing and provide background voices for these two artists. The theme is 1,000 years of church hymns, so it's going to be a great time to gather and worship Almighty God, and that'll be on Saturday night, March 29th. And then finally, we have a little Israel trip flyer announcing our trip to Israel November 6th through the 15th. You have heard it said, but I tell you, who stated those words, Jason?
Jesus said those words.
Jesus said those words. And this is going to be a unique trip where we'll be focusing on the four Gospels and the life and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need more information about this trip, it's a 10-day tour of the Holy Land in the fall of 2014, November 6th through the 15th. And in fact, anyone who gave a donation throughout 2013, I just finished signing all the thank you letters yesterday, and Karen will be mailing those out in the next few days, and they'll get a little flyer about the trip. They'll get a little response card for the Friends of Great News Radio where we can pray for them. And if they have other comments, ideas, and praise reports, they have a little space to return that. And then a giving card for this year if they want to continue to be monthly givers or one-time gifts or special gifts or want to sign up for direct deposits or give through their Visa or PayPal account. We kind of send them that information along with a thank you letter. So those will be received for your 2013 tax purposes, so be looking forward to that if you were a giver in 2013.
We got a funny letter in terms of giving, too, didn't we? We got an interesting letter from a listener in Rankin, Illinois, Teresa, and she says this. It's a humorous letter, but I think it makes a great point. She says, Dear Great News Radio, please accept my donation for this year end 2013. I'm one of the deadbeat listeners who have tuned in since your start. I've sent very few donations, so I'm writing this to challenge myself and the other deadbeat listeners who want to donate and who have meant to donate. She just goes on to say that $5, $10, $15, any amount matters. Any amount goes into the kingdom building that this station does. You know, my wife and I, we were missionaries to churches for a number of years. We were back in the Peoria area, and I always told people, I said, we survive and thrive on the $5 and $10 a month donations, not the $1,000 from this church or this money from this church. Those things, they come and they go so fast. Churches change their budgets. People realize that they wanted to be generous, but in reality they couldn't be generous with that amount of money. And at the end of the day, the $5, $10, and $15 people, those people who just give that amount, like Teresa says in her letter, that's a fast food meal. You don't miss that. But yet those added up and multiplied. They build God's kingdom. They really do. And so Teresa just challenges all the deadbeat listeners, her words, not ours,
Yeah, no, I kind of laughed because I used that to Holly one day. I said, hey, in all these years you've been listening, you've not made a donation to the station. And then she went on to say, you know, in fact, I've never listened to Mark and Friends before. And I'm like, what? She goes, oh, I always listen to Charles Stanley. And I said, well, now that you're married, you're going to start giving to the station every month. So it's funny.
But Teresa challenges everybody to become maybe that $5, $10, or $15 supporter of the station. She also says she wants to make sure everybody knows that Great News Radio has an awesome automatic withdrawal plan. So you can just call the station, get set up with that, and automatically that $5, $10, or $15 comes out of your account. You don't even notice it's missing. In fact, Tasha and I, when we do our giving, that's how we do it. We set up giving and give that way, because if it comes into our hands, and we're going to talk about this today in the book of Acts with Ananias and Sapphira, when it comes into our hands, there's something strange that happens. Mm-hmm. It just gets in our hands. We get to look at it. We start to think about it. Things always pop onto our radar that we could get or buy or have or consume. So we love it that it just kind of goes out without us even knowing it. And what we do know is that God is faithfully using that to build his kingdom. And, you know, that we trust, as we talked about last week on our show, that those people that God has called to shepherd and steward the station, namely Mark and his board, are taking that money and using it exactly as God would have them to do, doing the things that would honor God, and that our job simply as givers is to lay that at their feet and trust that they are sacrificially and humbly taking your donations and building the kingdom.
Yeah, we run a tight ship here. Anyone that knows how we operate and Karen,
hey, that's code for cheap, right?
Yeah. We really steward. We're still utilizing folders that are like been duct taped back together. And it's kind of funny how some of the supplies have gone so
long.
You're
using a mixing board. I don't even think anybody uses a mixing board anymore.
Oh, you know what?
They just have little things now.
Oh, yeah. Much of what's in the studio still is all original equipment. So we're talking.
Oh, I know. The Beatles 17, recorded on this board.
Yeah, yeah. Like 18 years, the CD players here and some of the other equipment is. Now, we've updated the computers a few times over the years.
But, hey, I know it because you have a cassette player.
Yeah, I know that.
If my son was in here, he'd go, what's that for?
Yeah.
Do you put VCR tapes in there?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we've been good stewards of the resources. And it's really easy to give online. I think we have about 20 or 30 credit card donors that on the 15th of every month, I typically type all those in. And then right around the 15th or 16th of every month, we have EFT, electronic funds transfer from bank accounts right into our accounts. So we can set that all up. You can do it as easy through a phone call, or you can request one of our little giving cards. But, yeah, we'd love to steward your resources for kingdom purposes, and we count it a privilege that God's word is proclaimed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and we honor the Lord Jesus Christ because he's worthy of all of our praise. And yet, there's an individual in the studio that's also worthy of some credit, some acknowledgments, some thanks, and that's you.
That's Jesus. He's here with us.
Yes, he is. My phone's all ready, so I'm going to post this in just a few minutes. Jason, I warned Jason he's going to be getting something, and so I'm going to take a picture of him. He's going to be receiving this. He doesn't know. He hasn't seen this yet, so I'll take a picture, and it'll be posted in a few minutes. But, Jason, I want to present you with our first ever... Wait, do you see this? Great News Radio co-host 2013 Broadcaster of the Year. Wait till you see this, everyone. Okay, wait, let me get a picture of this. Oh, yeah, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's see. I think there's one photo. Okay, one more. Let me. Oh, it's classic. Yeah, I got.
So I'd like to make a speech.
Yes. So when you see that.
I was born. Yeah. And then?
So it's classic. Oh, you'll love that. I thought it's fantastic. And you've been such a great sport, a godly teacher, a fantastic friend. And so that'll be posted on
the
Great News.
This isn't like the Oscar thing where you take it back, is it, afterwards?
Yeah, it looks really good. So let me describe it for our listeners that maybe can't go to greatnewsradio.org or my Facebook page, Mark Burns, or the station's Facebook page, Great News Radio. It's like an old-fashioned looking microphone. It's on a little pedestal and a stand. And then at the base, I glued that on there. It says,
Great News Radio co-host, 2013 Broadcaster of the Year. Where do you get something like this?
You wouldn't believe it. It was at Bed Bath & Beyond, which isn't there some irony there because you used to work
they
for that company years ago.
They had this, though?
Yeah, it was.
They
it
have
was,
radio awards? These...
It was weird. It was in a reduction box. I don't know if they weren't sold.
Wait, never mind. I didn't ask any questions.
Yeah.
My gosh, I can't believe I got this.
No, this was very expensive.
I worked so hard all year for this.
All over the world to find that. And
I
yeah.
thank my mother and my father.
You know what? I might have to redo it. I got to get your name on that. I just put the station, so I might redo that. Maybe I'll put it on the back. I'll list it. But anyways, I have to say presented the...
Well, I'll put it in my office, so hopefully, as long as nobody else comes and
yeah,
takes
they'll,
it.
They'll know you got it. So anyways, that's posted. Anyways, I saw that, and I thought I got to buy that for Jason. So let's see. I think...
The bigger question is, what are you doing in Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, well... yeah.
Remember when we first met, and you were hanging around in Pier 1 all the time?
How life has changed the last few months. How life has changed. So, Book of Acts, but it still seemed like I had something else to cover. But I know we want to dive right into God's Word. So let's pray up the program. Let's turn to the Book of Acts. I think we were finishing up chapter 4 when we last left off. Seems like I had some other major that I needed to talk about. Oh, one last thing. I know tomorrow we have a special dedicated day with Gary and Rita Perkinson. They're from the Onarga area, and they'll be celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary. I had the great pleasure of talking to Rita the other day as we were just finding out about their special dedicated day and how Philippians 4:13 has been so instrumental in their lives, that truth, and how God has taken them through some great sorrow and loss, and yet 45 years they are still together and love each other very much. So that'll be a special dedicated day tomorrow. And then on Sunday, Roger Weisgarver is dedicating the day in honor of his wife, Brenda. Mm-hmm. It'll be 1 year ago Sunday that his wife went to be with the Lord. It's hard to believe that. But
yeah, I attended that funeral. That's hard to believe it's a year.
Yeah, a full year. But he wants to honor her memory and her life and the sacrificial servant of God.
It was warm
that, she
that was. Day. I mean, we wore just like suit.
Oh, yeah. I think you were hot in the suit,
Yeah, no
too.
Jacket or anything. I mean, I remember like just a suit and a suit jacket, and we were hot and wanted to take that off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So our hearts go out to Roger. Thank mm-hmm. you, God, for the growth that he's experienced this last year, the healing. He's driving even now.
I heard that.
He's got a kind of a special customized situation where he got his license, and he's able to start to drive and get around, and he continues to sing with the Singing Men of GNN, and has a real prayer ministry, a ministry of encouragement. He many times will text me or email me or somehow post something that I know is a blessing to so many people, and so we just love how God continues to work through him. And so Sunday will be a kind of a happy, sad day. Brenda's with the Lord, and yet great loss for Roger. They had a wonderful marriage for many years, so... Thank you, God, for these donors that want to honor their loved ones or honor people through dedicated days. And to do that, it's a $500 gift to the station. For 17 years, we've always kept it at the $500 mark. I think when BGL does it, it's like $1,200 or $1,400. I think you get a half a day or something. But we've always kept it at $500. I just felt like, $500, that's what a dedicated day is. So thank you, guys, for supporting this radio ministry in this unique way.
The Book of Acts. Let's just open your Bibles to Acts chapter 4 and 5, and if you're at your house, let's bow your heads and let's pray. If you are in your car, keep your eyes on the road and join us in the Spirit. Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for what it does to us when we read it, Lord. And I pray that there would be none of us who would just simply read it. There would simply be words on the page, but instead that by the indescribable things that your Holy Spirit does, the words come off the page and they get into our lives and they change our lives. So, Lord, never let us come to the Bible and simply be unchanged or simply be the same. Let us always walk away different, different because we're being conformed into the image of your great Son, Jesus. And so we lift our hearts, our minds. We give over all that junk that gets in the way of us seeing what you need for us to see, what you desperately need for us to see so that we can become whole again. And we ask you to heal us, to reveal to us, and to show us how you're at work in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, last week we started talking about just the idea of how they came and they laid at the apostles' feet their offerings. And we said there was this guy named Joseph. It begins in verse 36 of 4, and it says, Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement. We talked about what a great nickname this is, and not only is it interesting that this is his nickname, but this is truly who he is. I mean, they wouldn't have given him this nickname if he was kind of the sad Sally walking around going like, oh, you know, I mean, the guy who always throws water on the wood whenever you, and you guys know who I'm talking about. There's always somebody like that in your life who you say, I got an idea. And you go, well, I mean, can you really afford that? Can you really do that? Do you really think that's a good idea? That's, you know, and some people are just, they don't even gently step into that. They just go, that's stupid. And so this guy, he's totally different. I mean, he's a son of encouragement. I got to think that he was walking around just encouraging and loving people. He was taking care of people. And I got to think that when he came in the room, something different happened. You know, he walked in the room and encouragement entered the room. And it was encouragement not only through Barnabas, but it was powered by the Holy Spirit. This encouragement didn't come from him because we remember what the Bible says. The human heart is deceitful above all other things. We have all sinned and fallen short. The desire of our heart is to seek our own affections and our own desires. The desire of our heart is not to do as Barnabas does, which is to instantly encourage. I mean, that comes from having a heart that is continually turning towards praising, lifting up, and loving the Lord with our whole heart. That's where we're exchanging out all of my negative or subpar thoughts for the Lord's glory and his glorious thoughts and what he thinks about people. And so here was this guy named Barnabas.
I'm thinking of something, too. Sometimes don't we, and the psychologists would maybe run with this, but don't you aspire? Like if somebody thinks highly of you, don't you sometimes raise the bar or you're inspired to live up to that expectation? And I'll give you one quick example with little Esther of mine. She's kind of real slow sometimes. And so I was starting to call her slowpoke. And I thought, you know, that's kind of negative and you reinforce that. And so I thought, how could I make it creative or more uplifting or positive or encouragement? So I started calling her Speedy Gonzalez, and she's moving a lot faster. Yeah. And so I think like the fact that they call them the son of encouragement, certainly probably God wired and fashioned him to be gifted in that way. But also, wouldn't you think just being reinforced as you're the encourager that you almost become that? I mean, isn't there something to maybe encouraging somebody along those lines with positive affirmation or with a nickname that brings out the best in them? I don't know. I was just thinking sometimes as we encourage and bless people, there is a tendency maybe that they would aspire to be that. Like, you're so kind, Jason. And, you know, that would reinforce maybe who you already are. But I think that would also maybe help you along to continue to be kind. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that, well, the Bible's very clear not to, husbands, don't exasperate your wives, exasperate your children. Don't continually get on them in such a way that they're not encouraged to be all that they're supposed to be in the Lord. You know, the interesting passage that we talk about in Proverbs is to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not soon depart. Well, what's interesting about that passage is when it says to train up a child, it means to train up any child who is in your community. This is a very communal society, so a lot of people living together, families intermingling probably in ways that we would never even dream of doing with our neighbors. But when it says train up in a child in the way he should go, the actual true translation in the way he should go is the tenor of his ways. Mm. You know what? Maybe some of us appear slow, but truly we're just introverted and we're thinking on the inside. We're actually contemplating. I mean, one of the marks of an introvert is that an introvert needs to contemplate decisions much on a much deeper level than an extrovert before they make that decision. Historically, we see that introverts make better decisions than extroverts do because they take the time to weigh options. My son is like that. It was interesting. We're talking about going to Winter Jam, and I said, Jacob, you want to go to Winter Jam? You know, and he goes,
I know.
He goes, can I think about it?
Yeah.
I go, well, I just want you to know.
And he's a little 8-year-old.
Yeah, he's 8 years old. I go, I just want to let you know. You have 364 days to play Legos, but only one day to go to Winter Jam. He goes, So that was it. We let it go. I mean, that was like 8 o'clock on, I don't know, like a Sunday night. Monday night, I'm putting him to bed, and he goes, you know, I thought about that. And I think that we should probably go because it's only once a year. He goes, if it was more than once a year, I would probably say no. And I go, you're 8.
Yeah.
But he thought about it. I mean, he actually weighed the options. And one of the things that he's doing, which is interesting to me, my son is classic introvert, is that he weighs his free time against time when he has to complete and do tasks. So he goes, my free time is really means a lot to me because I have things I have to do that take away from that. So he wants to make sure that What takes away his time is really worth taking away his time. And so, you know, you just have this guy named Barnabas. We can't really get in too deep. We're almost done for today.
No.
I mean, I had to receive the award and everything. I mean, the Academy had to give me the oohs and the ahs, my speech. But one of the things just to know is that he has this great nickname. And I guess this is what I would ask this question, is if the people around you were to give you a nickname, what would that nickname be? Because I want to tell you something. If you work in an office, wherever you work, people do have a nickname for you. They might not have a name that they all general, you know, a general name that they all call you, but they do have something that they say about you that has to do with what, how you live your life around them. And this is the thing that's interesting is if you live your – you're supposed to live your life in such a way that your life is hidden in Christ. And so if people think you're negative or they think you're the sad Sally or they think you're always throwing water on the wood or, you know, they think there's no toothpaste in your tube. I mean, if they're always thinking these things about you, then how are you magnifying the name of Christ? How are you lifting that up? I mean, this is the Jesus who calls us out of the boat to walk on water. I mean, this isn't the Jesus who's like, I don't know if you can do it. Maybe. We'll see. But you're kind of a loser. This is the Jesus who goes, get out of the boat. You can do it. Also knowing that Peter is probably going to sink because he's human in his heart and there's a lot of problems there, but still calling him out to do something. And so I guess my challenge to you would be to spend a moment. The Bible talks about this in Corinthians chapter 11 where we talk about the Lord's Supper. Paul says, as often as you take this, you ought to examine yourself. And so you ought to take a moment. I think God wants you to take a moment and look inward and say, how am I living my life? What does it look like? If people were to come up with a nickname for me, what would it be? And, you know, I hope that my nickname would be something like the son of encouragement or you know, the son of something or the son of this instead of the son of that. You know, but, I mean, you know, don't call the station. But, you know, I mean, just take a moment and do that. Take a moment and look inside. And next week on Friday, we'll talk about Ananias and Sapphira and what happened in their hearts. You know, Bible's giving us two really great pictures here of this guy named Barnabas, who is an encourager. And not only is he that, but he is generous to a fault with himself, with his time, with his talents, with his gifts, with his financials. And then you've got these people on the other side of the fence who are not, who for whatever reason, that deceitful heart bubbles up the minute they got it in their hands and they started to think, maybe I want a little of this for myself, not realizing that it all comes from the Lord. Everything that we have, the earth and everything in it, is a gift that belongs to the Lord, and He's in every bit of it. You know, I mean, I told somebody the other day, I said, thank the Lord, all He wants is 10% of your money, because He gave 100% to you.
And SRN News wants 100% of their time, and we're going to clip it a little today, but we want to close out. And I'm thinking, or might your nickname be, they're a Christian, but do they say that with love in their eyes, or do they say that with a sneer, because they're one of those miserable,
Christ follower,
angry Christians. So let's be that fragrance of Christ that brings healing and hope and transformational power, because God loves all. And let's be that vehicle to help various people connect with God in a unique and personal way, because He loves everyone and He has a plan and purpose for all of our lives. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. And Pastor co-host Jason Schiffel, congratulations on your 2013 award.
Dun, dun, dun,
it's now posted
dun,
at the website.
Dun, dun, dun,
and we'll close out with this great song. I'm going to find Academy Award music. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of the radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffel with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.